Harley Dierkerhoff looked up from peeling potatoes to glance out the kitchen window. It was still snowing, even harder than it had been this morning. So much white, it dazzled. Hands still, breath catching, she watched the thick, white flakes blow past the ranch house at a dizzying pace, enthralled by the flurry of the lacy snowflakes. So beautiful. Magical. A mysterious, silent ballet in all white, the snow swirling, twirling, just like it did in her favorite scene from The Nutcracker, the one with the Snow Queen and her breathtaking core in their white tutus with their precision and speed, and then that dazzling snow at the end, the delicate flakes powdering the stage. Harley's chest ached. She gripped the peeler more tightly and focused on her breathing. She didn't want to remember. She wasn't going to remember. Wasn't going to go there. Not now. Not today. Not when she had 6 hungry men to feed in a little over 2 hours. She picked up a potato, started peeling. She'd come to Montana to work. She'd taken the temporary job at Copper Mountain Ranch to get some distance from her family this Christmas, and working on the Paradise Valley Cattle Ranch would give her new memories. Like the snow piling up outside the window. She'd never lived in a place that snowed like this. Where she came from in Central California, they didn't have snow. They had fog. Thick, soupy, tule fog that blanketed the entire valley, socking in airports, making driving nearly impossible. And on the nights when the fog lifted and temperatures dropped beneath the cold, clear sky, the citrus growers rushed to light smudge pots to protect their valuable, vulnerable orange crops. Her family didn't grow oranges. Her family were Dutch dairy people. Harley had been raised on a big dairy farm in Visalia, and she'd married a dairyman in college, and they'd had their own dairy, too. But that's the part she needed to forget. That's why she'd come to Montana, with its jagged mountains and rugged river valleys and long, cold winters. She'd arrived here the Sunday following Thanksgiving and would work through mid-January when Brock Sheenan's housekeeper returned from a personal leave of absence. In January, Harley would either return to California or look for another job in Crawford County. Harley was tempted to stay, as the Bozeman Employment Agency assured her they'd have no problem finding her a permanent position if she wanted one. So far, she liked everything about her job on the isolated ranch, from the icy, biting wind that howled beyond the ranch's thick log cabin walls, to the cooking, cleaning, and laundry required. The physicality of the work was exactly what her mind and body needed. It was good to lift, bend, carry, mop, sweep, dust, fold. The harder she worked, the better she felt. And today, for the first time in years, she actually felt almost happy. Harley paused, brows knitting in surprise. Almost happy. Wow, that was huge. Almost happy was significant. Almost happy gave her hope that one day she would feel more again and be more again, and life wouldn't be so bleak and cold. Because it had been bleak. It had been. She shook her head, brushed off the little peel clinging to her thumb and grabbed the last potato, swiftly peeling it, clearing her mind of everything but the task at hand, concentrating on the texture of the wet potato, the cool water in the sink, the quick motion of the peeler, the dazzling white flurries at the window, and the crackle of the fire behind her. She liked being here. It was good being here. This wasn't her house, and yet, in just 1 week, it felt like home.